turned my coffee into the boudoir. I've just got 5 minutes to catch the post.
Cynthia and I went and sat by the open window in the drawing room.
Do you young people want the lamps on, or do you prefer to sit here in the twilight?
Oh, I'd much rather watch it growing dark.
Will you take Emily her coffee, Cynthia? I'll pour it.
Do not trouble yourself, Mary. I'll pour it.
As you wish, Mr. Inglethorpe. Oh, it's almost too hot. We shall have a thunderstorm.
Who on earth can that be at this time of night?
Of course it had to be Dr. Bauerstein, who spun some cock and bull story about falling into a pond while trying to get at a rare species of fern. His trousers were thick with mud, and he looked completely ludicrous. But Mary seemed quite unperturbed, and John was remarkably affable.
You must sit down and have a coffee and tell us all about it.
Cynthia!
Yes, Aunt Emily?
Carry my dispatch case up for me, will you? I'm going to bed.
Yes, Aunt Emily? Have you finished your coffee?
No, I haven't touched it yet. I'll take it up with me. Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
The evening had been completely spoiled by the wretched Bauerstein. It seemed as if he would never go. But eventually he rose and prepared to take his leave.
I'll walk down to the village with you, Doctor. I must have a word with our agent about the estate accounts before I go to bed. There's no need for anyone to wait up, John. I take the latch key with me.
As he went out, there was a clap of thunder, and he looked more than ever like the Demon King in a pantomime. But as the summer storm drew nearer, I felt a strange premonition of evil, of some fate that was to break in on us and change Stiles Court forever.
What is it? What's the matter? No, come in, for goodness sake. Lawrence, what is it?
It's Mother. She seems to be having some kind of fit, but she's locked herself in her room.
I sprang out of bed at once and followed Lawrence along the gallery to the right wing of the house. The servants were standing around in a state of awe-stricken excitement.
By the way, oh, Hastings, what should we do? Oh, the door's either locked or bolted.
Oh, poor mistress. Why don't you try going through Mr. Inglethorpe's room, sir?
Of course, Dorcas. Why didn't I think of that?
Where is Inglethorpe, anyway?
Oh, God only knows. Let's hope this door's not locked.
His bed's not been slept in. Where the devil has he got to?
Oh, the connecting door's locked on the other side.
She must be in agony.
Isn't there a connecting door to Cynthia's room?
It's always kept locked, sir.
Well, it's still worth trying. Come on.
Mary.
Cynthia's sound asleep. I've been trying to wake her for ages. It's no good trying the connecting door, Lawrence. It's locked.
She was dressed ready for work in her land volunteer's smock. I realised that it must be 5 o'clock, much later than I had thought.
There's nothing for it. We'll have to break in. The door from Inglethorpe's room is probably our best bet.
Dorcas, go and tell Bailey to get the trap and fetch Dr. Wilkins at once.
Yes, Mr. Wilkins.
The door looks pretty solid to me, but the two of us ought to be able to manage it. Again. And again.
She's having convulsions of some sort. Annie, go down to the dining room and get the brandy.
Yes, sir.
I'll unbolt the door to the corridor. Best not have too many people standing around her, Lawrence. I'll go back to my... What's the matter, man?
Nothing. It's just...
His face was as white as chalk. The candle he held in his shaking hand was spluttering on the carpet. His eyes, petrified with terror, stared fixedly beyond me to some point on the wall.
Cynthia's all right now. It's all been a bit of a shock for her.
Isn't such a deep sleep to come out of it. Poor Aunt Emily.
Sorry. It caused so much fuss. Stupid of me. Lock myself in.
Don't try to talk. Dr. Wilkins will be here soon. Just try to...
What on earth's the matter with her?
Let me talk. I don't see it.
Alfred. Alfred.
Stand back from the bed, if you please.
But his expression gave us little cause for hope. I think we all knew in our hearts that there was nothing Dr. Bauerstein could do to help her.
I came too late. I am sorry.
But how did you come to be here?
I happened to be passing by the lodge gate when I met Bailey on his way to get the doctor from the village. Why did you not send for him earlier?
Mother was locked in her room. We didn't know what was the matter.
Please, sir. Dr. Wilkins is here.
Then bring him in here at once. And if the rest of you have no objection,